Jesse Ventura launched his administration in rock and roll style with a concert and pep rally in the sold-out Target Center in January.
Thank you, everyone! Let's party, Minnesota!
But it didn't take long for the rock and roll to give way to a more sober reality. Ventura has made a point of suppressing his class clown persona and throwing himself into the daily grind of being a governor. The new Ventura wears reading glasses and suits, and he says his proudest achievement so far has been a matter of punctuality, getting his budget in on time.
Putting together a biannual budget, getting it in almost 3 weeks ahead of schedule, I'm very satisfied with what we've accomplished so far.
Ventura has generally received good reviews for the deliberate way he's taken over the duties of governor. He's hit some of the usual bumps encountered by a new elected official. His nominee for Commissioner of Natural Resources resigned after the news media revealed he'd hunted and fished without a license. African-American leaders say Ventura hasn't appointed enough minorities, a criticism the governor calls a personal attack. But in general, Ventura has received praise for picking highly regarded Democrats and Republicans to run the state's agencies. So far, Ventura seems to get himself into trouble less for the things he does than for the things he says.
Have you been to St. Paul?
Yes, I have.
Whoever designed the streets must have been drunk. Because in Minneapolis, you know, if you're on 32nd Street, 36th Street is four blocks away. In St. Paul, there's no rhyme nor reason. It's not numerical. It's not alphabetical. Yeah. And, you know, I think it was those Irish guys, you know what they like to do.
And Ventura was in trouble, at least with some people.
Doesn't he know better?
I would like to see political officials have some cultural sensitivity.
I appreciate Jesse's candor and sense of humor that he's bringing to the stilted world of politics.
We all know he's a Navy SEAL. We all know he's refreshing. We all know he's honest. But at some point, he does need to say, I'm also the governor, and there are certain things I need to be careful about.
The Irishman comment on David Letterman's show further soured Ventura's already touchy relationship with reporters. He accused the media of blowing it out of proportion, and he vowed to be more somber. Sort of.
That's a joke,
right?
I do have to do that now, you know. I have to categorize whenever my sense of humor rears its head. I have to go, I'm joking, and I generally say it three times.
Some Minnesotans would welcome a more serious tone from the governor, especially farmers who are weathering a financial crisis some say is worse than the farm crisis of the early 1980s. Tim Henning, a farmer in southeastern Minnesota, says Ventura seems too busy with show business to care.
Jesse's more concerned about cracking a joke on Letterman than he is about running this country or this state. Representative Winters can't even get a phone call into him. He won't return them. What's going on up there?
Under pressure from Republicans and Democrats, Ventura belatedly boosted his $10 million farm relief package to $60 million over 3 years. But in his State of the State address in early March, he reaffirmed his general distaste for activist government.
I stand before you as governor willing to say what too many politicians at all levels of government have been scared to say. The free ride is over.
Ventura's philosophy of self-reliance is not entirely consistent. While his budget cuts funding for many nonprofit social service groups, he wants to set up a new public endowment to provide grants for similar work. He doesn't believe in so-called corporate welfare, but he does support a tax break for the movie business, an industry he knows from his days with Schwarzenegger. Surprisingly, Ventura's most visible defender at the Capitol these days is the DFL Majority Leader of the Senate, Roger Moe, who says he thinks the governor is consistent.
I tend to get a general sense of where I think he will come down on certain things.
Is there a label you can apply to his politics?
Pragmatic.
Republicans have had more trouble trying to figure out Ventura's philosophy. When he was first elected on a platform of small government and lower taxes, they assumed he'd be on their side. But since January, they've been frustrated by his willingness to spend the state's tobacco settlement on the endowments for social programs and his more modest DFL-supported tax cut proposals. The Republican Speaker of the House, Steve Swigum, says the rhetoric and the actions don't match.
It seems to be a little bit ironic that we talk about spending more money to help people become more self-sufficient or individually responsible.
Swigum is also unhappy with what he considers Ventura's absence from the legislative process. That's a criticism that's coming from both ends of the political spectrum. Ventura defends himself by saying he's not willing to make deals, as he puts it, and he says the big parties are just disappointed because he doesn't play their game.
They use every bill of significance as a poker chip in part of a big poker game. And they're going to do that and continue to do that until voters vote them out of office.
Many of Ventura's critics say he's being simplistic about the legislative process. Minnesota AFL-CIO President Bernard Brommer says Ventura's attitude could lead the legislature toward gridlock.
What you've got to do is you've got to try and find compromises. You've got to try and find areas of common ground and then build on those so that eventually you resolve all the differences, because otherwise you've got government by stalemate.
Stalemate is looking more likely as House Republicans dig in on the issue of across-the-board income tax cuts. Ventura doesn't think the state can afford the cuts proposed by the Republicans, and so far the Senate DFL agrees with him. Backed into a corner, some House Republicans now say they might hold other major bills hostage to get their version of income tax cuts. Still, the Republicans have been careful in their criticism of Ventura, while Democratic leaders do all they can to ally themselves with the governor. Observing this from the back benches, Democratic State Representative Myron Orfield says everyone seems afraid of crossing the governor.
I think that the press is one major institution, the Republican Party is another, the Democratic Party is another, and I think they're all waiting in the wings to see which of the first of the three of them will say that the governor has no clothes.
Governor Ventura says he's not worried about what legislators or the media think of him. He was even reluctant to grant interviews marking his first 100 days in office. He says any judgments of the job he's done are premature, and he says the real reforms of the Ventura administration, a revamped property tax system, unicameralism, and campaign finance reform, will start next year. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.